Welcome back to episode number 23. As you know, we always pick an athlete for episodes, 23 being one of the most prolific numbers in all sports. So we are going with Fred Van Fleet for episode number 23. Bowl season is upon us, as well as a playoff coming up this weekend, so we're going to be talking all things college football. Let's rock and roll.
Back, guys, episode 23. Not MJ here, it's Fred. It's Fred's episode.
Easily the best number 23 in basketball history.
And we're going to talk about some bowl games. All right, boys?
Let's go ahead and get into it. We're about halfway through bowl season. It's December 26th as we record this.
A lot of the sleeper ones have already passed.
Yeah, I mean, it's football, so you watch it, but nothing too intriguing. Tomorrow, we get in some better games. On Friday, we started off with North Carolina Temple in the Military Bowl. Ironically, there is no military affiliation with either school in this game, but
Carolina's a 6-point favorite.
Rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, I think the Heels are going to pull us out by even more than six. I could give us a full touchdown. Sam Howell's had a great year. I would take North Carolina in this one over the Temple Owls.
Yeah, I'm also going to take North Carolina. It's one of those bowl games where you look at it, and Temple's got a two wins better record.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if you really look at it, North Carolina's a better team.
Right.
Just play a tougher schedule, even though they're in the ACC. So I'm taking the Heels, too.
Yeah, I like the Tar Heels in this. They kind of beat Temple in every single aspect. And I just saw Sam Howell. He popped up on my TikTok For You page. So.
Oh, seriously?
It's a sign, yeah.
Don't ignore the signs. Take
Don't
the Tar Heels.
Exactly. All right, so then we'll get into the New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
Ooh, that's the one in Yankee Stadium, right?
Michigan,
what are your thoughts on games in stadiums like for not intended to play with that sport with?
I don't like
football games in Yankee, the hockey game in the baseball stadium.
I like the hockey games in baseball, I think is actually one of the best. I don't know why, but
it's so weird.
What are the Winter Classics? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know why, but I think it's cool.
I hated when the Raiders played on the A's field and seeing the
that's
the
a gross
dirt.
One.
I hated that. But I do like the hockey. You don't really notice that big of a difference.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, the hockey just looks cool in a baseball stadium. I don't know if it's just because it's outdoors and there's actually snow around. Like, I think that's a big part of it, but
it's at, like, a different camera angle, too, where you can see, like,
the baseball. Yeah.
You can see, like, I don't know, the fence.
A while ago, I think it was in 2012, North Carolina played Michigan State on an aircraft carrier.
I remember that.
It was sick.
But they had to delay the game because it was, like, too, like,
humid.
Moist outside.
Yeah, so the court was slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was sick. And speaking of Michigan State, they're actually playing in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
They're playing Wake Forest, another similar game. Both one team's 8-4, one 6-6.
But one plays in a much tougher conference.
Yeah, Michigan State favored by 4.
Who are you going to take here?
I don't know. This one's a tougher one for me because Wake Forest, they're one of the teams where I don't know how good they actually are because they play in the ACC.
Right. They played,
I'll talk about when we get to Clemson
the North Carolina Wake Forest was like a close game. Wake Forest beat them.
I'm going to take Michigan State. I just like the Big Ten, so I'll take them over.
I'm gonna take Wake Forest.
Okay.
Pulling for the ACC. I would take them actually. I might take them straight up in this game.
Really?
I see Wake Forest showing out a little bit.
I think I'm gonna take Michigan State. I like the whole Big Ten. Those boys used to football, so Demon Deacons aren't gonna pull up.
Okay.
Moving into the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bowl in Texas, we have the home state. Texas A&M Aggies and Oklahoma State.
This is kind of interesting.
This is a good game.
Like, it's like a geographical centered bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma State's also very close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's kind of from around. There should be some good fan attendance at this game.
I mean, yeah, this is kind of the first, to me, when I look through, the first intriguing game where I actually could get into it a little bit.
Right.
I'll start us off. I'll take Oklahoma State. I like Chuba Hubbard.
Okay.
Whatever his name is. He's pretty high on the draft stock.
Oklahoma State's ranked, too.
They
25.
Are ranked. But he's high on the draft stock, and I think he's going to do something big in this game, either highlight or just put up big numbers, and it's going to raise it more to be like, is he one of the best running backs in this draft class? Like, he's going to raise some awareness that more than he already has.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like Oklahoma State.
I'm going to take the Aggies. I'm going to take Texas A&M. I think they're just going to pull this one out rather convincingly.
Yeah. I've got mixed feelings. I do think Kellerman's good, and I think Jimbo will have them ready, but I think I'm going to go with Mac here and take the Cowboys.
Are you actually? Wow.
Yeah, I don't really have a great reason why, but
just kind of feeling
just
it.
Just feeling the Cowboys.
This feels like such a Big 12 game.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Texas A&M doesn't deserve to be in the SEC. This should just be a Big 12 yearly game. I was actually looking at this a minute ago and going, wait, why are two teams from the same conference playing each other?
I feel like they're both teams that like are always like, oh, they could upset a ranked team.
Exactly.
Like, well, Oklahoma State is always that team.
Both of them always sit in like the kind of like 15 to 20 range. Mm-hmm. They're never great, but they're always...
Well, and Texas A&M has been playing Clemson close over the past couple years. Like,
yeah, I mean, and if you look at A&M down the stretch, obviously... Early on, they rolled over everyone, but down the stretch, they got beat by Bama pretty good, beat by Georgia in a low-scoring game, and then smacked up on by LSU.
Uh-huh.
So
LSU really killed them. I forgot about that.
And LSU killed everyone.
But. Yeah. I'm still taking Texas A&M. Out to the West Coast for the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is one that I feel like when you see you're going, you're like, sweet.
What do you mean?
To San Diego.
Okay, yeah, like, it's a good destination to go.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there are people who go to bowl games the day before Christmas, right, in Detroit.
Yeah.
Or in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Which is the one today, which is a horrible location.
Yeah, like, who wants to spend Christmas in Shreveport?
No, I agree. And it's fun for the players, too, because they get to do all the, whether it's, I know in Atlanta, like, they go to the aquarium and they do all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
San Diego, like, that's nice.
Well, it's fun for Iowa, not really for USC.
No, USC's not.
Nothing new. But Iowa's like, hey, let's go, boys.
Yeah, the Hawkeyes are living lavish this Christmas.
Let's play in some 50-degree and up weather for once.
So this is our first ranked bowl game of the year, Iowa 16, USC 22. I'm going to take Iowa. I do think USC is probably more talented, but and obviously, like we just talked about, they should have a little bit of a home crowd advantage. But just with all the recent news of how bad their recruiting class was, there's a lot of negatives about the program. So I'm going to take Iowa and just a... I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Okay. I'm going to take USC in this one because last time Iowa traveled out west for a bowl game, they got smacked up by CMC and Stanford. Almost got shut out. So they don't play well in California. So okay. I think that's going to carry on.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes here. I'm just going to – in this scenario, I am going to roll with the Big Ten team. I'm not a big believer in West Coast Pac, whatever it is, Pac-10.
Pac-12.
Pac-12, there it is, football. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes. Shout out Jack Krause. And then in the nightcap on Friday, the Cheez-It Bowl. Very simple, very effective.
I love it, though.
I do, too. We got Air Force and Washington State. A little bit of a Western matchup.
This one's out there in Phoenix, Arizona. I believe it's...
It's Chase Field.
In the Diamondbacks home. So, yeah. Both teams out west. I'm going to take...
I'm taking Air Force.
Okay.
I'm taking the pilot. I know they're not the pilots, but they should be the pilots.
What are they?
The Eagles, right? Or no, Air Force.
I thought they didn't know.
Oh, gosh. Why can't... All right, hold on. Looking this up.
It's like Air Force or the Falcons?
Yeah, Falcons.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
It's like a bird. Yeah, I'm going to take the Air Force Falcons in this one over Mike Leach, as much as I love Mike Leach.
I'm going to take Washington State. I like their quarterback and Anthony Gordon. He's thrown for over 5,000 yards and 45 touchdowns.
Big year.
That is crazy.
So I'm going to take them. To me, Air Force is a team when you play them in the regular season, it's tougher because of the triple option they run.
Uh-huh.
But when they've got, when you give a pretty solid Pac-12 team like 2 or 3 weeks to prepare, I think they can get ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take Mike Leach in the...
That would suck to play a triple option team in a bowl. It would. It just makes the practice leading up to it much more like annoying.
They talk about bowl games being better. Like when you make even if you're in a bad bowl game and it doesn't really matter, just the extra 3 or 4 weeks of practice you get is good.
Yeah.
But when you're preparing for a triple option the whole time, it almost kind of like just doesn't help you for the next season at all. But
yeah,
I'm gonna take the Cougars as well. You pretty much covered all the points, Jake. I do like their quarterback, and I just don't think that Air Force has seen the talent that Washington State has.
Fair. Moving into the Saturday games, obviously we've got the two playoff games to round out the day there at 4-8. But to start off, we got the Cotton Bowl, a pretty competitive game between Memphis and Penn State, another ranked matchup. Seth?
This one could get interesting if you played around with the spread, but I think straight up you got to take Penn State in this one.
Just to be clear, I've been taking all my picks straight up.
I have too.
Okay,
I was just commenting on the spread that Penn State is a 7-point favorite.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm thinking like, hey, it could get a little closer than 7 potentially. Okay. But I think head to head, I would definitely take Penn State.
I like Penn State.
Yeah, we're going to roll with the heavy hitters.
I like their wide receivers.
I'm going to take Memphis, actually.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just think I saw their coach. I don't even know his name, but their coach was on game day. Seemed like a cool guy. So I'm going to take them. I'll take the Tigers.
Sometimes that's all it takes in bowl season to swing you over the top. Now we move into the Camping World Bowl. Mac, your Notre Dame Fighting Irish versus the Cyclones.
Go Irish.
Who we got here?
Mac, you already know my pick.
Yeah, kick us off.
Just give us the obvious.
Win me over to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot of seniors going into it.
Are they all playing?
I'm not positive.
Because that's
that might not help.
The senior thing gets tricky because half of them. Some of them don't play, but then the rest of them, it's their,
potential
last game, so they're extra motivated to play well.
Yeah, I think that for the ones that do play, they had an okay year, but no one on the team really stood out for draft-wise, so they want to end on a big note. There's going to be scouts there. The guy that looked good, Chase Claypool, he is one of the most underrated wide receivers entire NCAA.
Well, and you also have one of the most electric secondary players in Kyle Hamilton. From Marist, he's had like 4 or 5 interceptions this year.
Okay.
It's technically a backup safety because he's playing behind 2 All-Americans, but he's been absolutely unbelievable. He follows me on Instagram too. Fun fact.
That's sick. Anyways, Iowa State.
Flex.
They're sneaky good. They have a good offense, but Notre Dame is a better defense. They're gonna shut them down, shut them out. Let's go Irish.
Okay. I mean, I don't know a ton about Iowa State and the Cyclones. 7-5. Nothing too special. So. I'll stick with the probably much more talented and well-coached Irish in this one.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting how Notre Dame's ABC contract still applies to the bowl game. NBC. That's what I meant.
So it's an ABC. It does not apply.
Oh, I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I looked at that and really was like, oh, what a connection I just made.
And I'll slide it there.
Okay, cool.
Because I think, I may be wrong, but I think ESPN has I think they cover every single bowl game. Because Barstool tried to license a bowl game, but ESPN said no, they wouldn't cover it, so it didn't happen. So someone was saying that Barstool every year should get like 2 horrible teams. Like it was like get like Kansas and like someone else.
2 horrible Power 5 teams
and just like put them together and run a bowl game. And like
that'd be
just
awesome.
And like have like Big Cat commentate it, which it would be,
everyone would watch it. That'd be my favorite bowl game of the year.
Yeah, I think it'd be like if you put like Vanderbilt and Kansas in a bowl game and just like had like some PFT and Big Cat just roast the players all the time, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Or even commentate it seriously, either way. Even if I have to pick it, though, I'm going to take Notre Dame. I agree. I think they're going to win this game.
Let's go ahead and skip the playoff games.
We'll come back to it.
We'll come back and round it out at the end. But to end Saturday off, you've got LSU Oklahoma at 4 here in Atlanta, then Clemson Ohio State at 8. We'll get to those later. Moving on to Monday.
We got a battle of the Westerns.
We do.
Western Kentucky, Western Michigan.
In the First Responder Bowl. Again, no military teams. So.
I'm going to take the Hilltoppers because they have the cooler mascot here.
That's also my reasoning. I'm also taking the Hilltoppers.
I will take Western Michigan.
The Broncos.
The Broncos, because I had a lot of alumni from my old high school that just feed into there. So I know a lot of those players.
Cool.
Interesting.
Now we've got 2 subpar Power 5 teams here.
Uh-huh.
Louisville and Mississippi State and the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, which I'm assuming is in Nashville.
It is, and it's another one where it's pretty, I don't know exactly, but I think it's got to be pretty even in terms of
talent.
In terms of geography between LSU and Miss State.
Louisville?
Louisville and Miss State. It's got to be, I think it's pretty even.
I mean, Louisville's probably a little closer.
Yeah, but
Louisville's actually definitely closer.
For the most part, it's close. I'm going to take Miss State, just SEC, big boys.
Because of the season Lamar gave me for my fantasy team, which we're not going to talk about.
Oh, we do need to talk about that.
I had a heartbreaking loss in the championship. Aaron Jones ripped out my heart and stepped on it and crushed it. And the guy that we roasted for having the worst draft of all years, the one who beat me, but he didn't even know he won.
No, I'm pretty sure he didn't know he won until like, the next morning when like he saw all the texts. Yeah, I was actually posting.
Let's save this for the episode.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about the segment episode coming up.
No, you guys got me in my feels.
Louisville or Mississippi State?
What I was going to say is because of what Lamar did for my fantasy team this year, I'm going to take his Cardinals.
Okay. I like both quarterbacks. I like Lamar and then Dak. They're going to go up against each other, but I can't betray my fantasy QB, so I'm going to take Dak and the Bulldogs.
Nice, nice. Yep. Imagine being from Starkville, though. If they bring the cowbells... Stark Vegas. If they bring the cowbells, mm-hmm. what an advantage in the neutral site, though.
Yeah, the cowbells are stupid.
They're really annoying, but really loud. I'm still taking Louisville. Now we have even more Power 5 mediocrity. Mm-hmm. Cal versus Illinois.
Ooh. Another simple bowl, the Red
Box Illinois. Bowl. Sorry. Where's the Red Box Bowl? Sounds like it'd be in Cali.
I believe it's in...
It's in Santa Clara, California. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a guess.
I assume
that's in the 49ers, yeah.
Pretty big...
I'm taking Cal. I'm taking venue. I'm taking home team Cal here.
Yeah. I'm going to take Cal, too. I don't think Illinois will ever be a good football team.
It's just not. Yeah.
They're just either bad or they're okay.
Like, well, in this year, you would say they're okay. They're sitting at 6-6, yeah. Going to the bowl. I think they'll finish the year 6-7.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm also taking Cal. I mean, I think they stole a game from Michigan State, and obviously in that upset against Wisconsin, so record may show that they're a little better than they actually are. So yeah. I'll take Cal, too.
And then the last game on Monday, this is a good matchup. Mm-hmm. Florida versus Virginia.
I actually don't think it's a very good matchup here in the Orange Bowl. I think Florida's going to absolutely destroy them. Virginia got exposed in the Clemson game that they're not that good, and the ACC is just horrible. So yeah. I'm going to take Florida by 3 touchdowns at least in this game.
So I'm going to take – I would take Virginia with the spread because it's literally 14.5 Florida mm-hmm. here. But overall, you got to take the Gators.
Yeah.
This is just not a game to bet on Virginia.
Go Gators.
Yeah.
All around.
And it's in Florida, too. Cat Orange Bowl. Tuesday, December 31st. This is a classic making fun of a random bowl game that I always use. The Belk Bowl. Like, if I'd, like, say, like, hey, you guys suck. Like, hey, you're have fun in the Belk Bowl. Like, that's the one I throw out there. We got Virginia Tech versus Kentucky. Who you got?
It's another mediocrity game here.
Yeah, it's slightly better. There are no 6-6 teams in this one.
I'm going to take... I want to say Kentucky's quarterback is still out, so that's my reasoning for taking Virginia Tech here. But it's a toss-up game. Nah, I'm going to take Kentucky. I'm going to stick to the SEC.
I think this is going to be one of the games where the SEC... People give the SEC crap and say it's not as good as everyone thinks it is. And so I'm going to take Virginia Tech in this one.
Okay.
Yeah, Virginia Tech played my Irish pretty close towards the end of the year. And I think they won out the rest, so I'm going to take Virginia Tech. They're just kind of hot right now.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Florida State, Arizona State, back to more Power 5 mediocrity.
But when you look at it, it really shouldn't. Also, great name, Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Awesome.
That's electric. But I assume the Sun Bowl is going to be in Arizona.
Can we get a check on that?
No, El Paso, Texas. So
close.
Probably still pretty.
Definitely get me Arizona State heavy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Arizona State in this one.
I am as well. Take the Sun Devils, Florida State.
The party school. Two really good party schools.
Yeah,
ever
since Florida State played Bama in that opening weekend of college football, they have not been the same.
So. Yeah, they got Bama, Nick Saban messed with them.
I mean, my friend just sent me text. He said the downfall of Florida State when they just went, I think they went like 3-9 that year, and they were like, it was like a 1-3 matchup to open the year. But ever since then, Florida State's not the same. I'm going to take the Sun Devils and who's their coach? I know who he is.
I don't know.
Herm Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
I picked them from opposite of Oregon, so I'll stick with my Sun Devils again.
I want to switch it up, but I like Arizona State. I like their offense. Who they almost upset lately?
They did upset Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah, I like... Let's go. Let's go Sun Devils. Mm-hmm.
All right, next one, we got Navy versus Kansas State in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Midshipmen by a million.
Yeah, I'm also taking Navy. Ever since I've been a kid, I always had like a weird... We talked about it on air one time. Just how like you've got those schools you have a weird drawing to. I've always had a weird drawing to Navy. Not for any particular reason, but I had a Navy jersey growing up.
So, did you actually?
Yeah, just said Midshipmen. I thought it was really cool. So I'm going to take the Midshipmen.
I'm going to take Kansas State and this one. Just be different. I don't really care.
All right, cool. Wyoming versus Georgia State in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Real ones pulling for the Panthers here.
Yeah, we'll stick to our hometown Panthers as well. Shout out Penny Hart.
Shout out Remy Lazarus. Mm-hmm. Both teams are 7-5. Wyoming's probably going to win, but I'm going to take the Panthers just because.
I feel like I have to, yeah.
I'm taking Wyoming. Let's go Josh Allen.
In the Alamo Bowl, Utah versus Texas. Number 11, Utah.
Utah is definitely the better team here, but being the Alamo Bowl, it is much closer to Texas.
Mm.
So another home field advantage. I feel like we've had a lot of them.
Yeah, give me Utah.
I'm also going to take Utah.
Give me the U tier.
Defense shuts out.
Give me Texas.
I mean, we've got a Utah team that really was pushing for a playoff bid for a while.
But they didn't.
Disrespected, actually, in this bowl game, I feel like.
Yeah, putting them in the Alamo Bowl, I agree. So, Utah's going to come out with a little bad taste in their mouth. Texas is not back.
Well, yeah, and I was high on Texas coming into the year.
I remember that when we were doing our preview episodes.
I was high on them. I thought Sam Ellinger was going to be a lot better than he was, but he just hasn't been.
Yeah, he hasn't really been the Heisman candidate that
we thought. He's been solid, but not Heisman-worthy, so. Yeah, I'll take him.
Moving into the New Year's Six Bowls, right? We have Minnesota versus Auburn in the Outback Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I, as someone with decently close ties to the Auburn football program here.
You want to explain that?
I mean, Denmark, quarterback, wide receiver.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I like the TikTok about him. I saw him on TikTok.
You did?
Yep.
He said he got hundreds of Instagram followers from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take Auburn here.
Okay.
I'm gonna reward Am Eagle it.
I'm gonna take Soto here. I liked how they finished the season.
I liked them. They were my favorite team for a while.
Yeah, I wanted them to make the playoffs.
I did too. Rashad Bateman
was that? I think we actually
The receiver that I kind of like low key know from Minnesota. I don't know him personally, but like I've been following him or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
He's from Tift.
Okay.
This from Grove.
Yeah, I mean
that's.
Yeah, it is. He's really good.
We claim Minnesota as the Bush League team.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Never mind. Forget Auburn.
Yeah.
Gophers.
We're all in the Golden Gophers. We're going to go, baby.
Sorry, Aaron.
Also, okay, I don't know why I just had to mention this, but PJ Fleck wears these, like, maroon, like, nice pants, and they look really cool for, like, this, like, gray, gold kind of jacket he wears. He looks cool.
Row the boat, right? Yeah. Row the boat? Let's go.
Row the boat.
Row the boat. Go Gophers. Michigan versus Alabama. When Alabama, it just is so weird not seeing them in the playoff.
Well, the fact that they're ranked 13 is also weird because if you look at the rankings and you see they're a two-loss team, but if you look at like a two-loss Georgia, you're taking Bama's LSU and Auburn loss over Georgia's South Carolina and LSU loss. Like, how is Bama 13 and Georgia still 5? That doesn't make
sense
to
people
me.
Have recency bias and whatever they see last.
But Georgia just got smacked by
so
LSU.
True.
But yeah. Georgia, like absolutely smacked.
I understand. People still, they have recency bias, and because Alabama...
In fact, Georgia lost to LSU more recently than Alabama had a loss.
Alabama probably just has a higher standard, and so they're like, oh, Alabama sucks this year. We have to put them at 13 so they don't get mad.
But the fact that they're 13, you're telling me that Georgia, Oregon, Baylor, Wisconsin, Florida, Penn State, Utah, and Auburn
Utah,
are all better than...
Utah.
All better than Bama?
Utah is better than Alabama.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
ABC. So. This is the ABC game, too. It's not ESPN.
So I'm taking... Well, ESPN... is ABC.
Yeah, they have like a little partnership.
Yeah.
I was just testing y'all.
Disney owns ESPN and ABC.
Yeah, Sut.
So.
And now we move into Rose Bowl.
Is everyone taking Bama?
Yeah, I'm taking Bama. Yeah.
Bama by at least 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
Well, they could be unmotivated to play in a bowl game because everyone's like, screw this.
No, they have
Saban will get them ready. Especially if. Because they're going to have a backup quarterback, whereas Tua is playing and preparing for the draft.
Right.
Assuming he's going to the draft, I guess that's still up in the air, but...
Yeah, he's going. I think
their quarterback, Mac Jones, will be a little more motivated to play in a bowl game.
Now we move on to the Rose Bowl, Oregon versus Wisconsin.
I just want to point this out, it's the best bowl game by far.
I was going
to
say, this is a very nice Rose... The Rose Bowl tradition maxed up with a number 6 Oregon, number 8 Wisconsin. This is a really good game.
And I feel like in the Rose Bowl, if it's because you get the Pac-12 Big Ten matchup a lot, but there's always a really good running back in the Rose Bowl.
There is.
So you have Jonathan Taylor here.
I'm going to take Jonathan Taylor's team.
I think I'm going to take Oregon. I like Justin Herbert. And I still remember the Oregon-Florida State game, Rose Bowl, where that Oregon absolutely blew him out. So I'm going to stick to the Ducks here. But Rose Bowl is a great place to watch a game, just even on TV. It always looks perfect.
And it just drips with football tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Just oozes. Okay, this is tough because Wisconsin's got like the run game and then Oregon's got the pass game. I just feel like the Rose Bowl is always like a passing like shootout. I feel like it's always like deep
high
ball,
scoring.
High scoring.
I agree with that because you always do have the good running back, but I feel like there is a lot of big passing plays. Like, you saw Sam Darnold light it up versus Trace McSorley.
And that doesn't go ago. In Wisconsin doesn't play like that.
No, I mean, they're going to run the ball down your throat and have try and have their linebackers.
That's not Big Ten football.
I'm going to go Oregon, go Ducks.
Sko Ducks. I'm still taking Wisconsin.
Correction.
Sugar Bowl here, Georgia, Baylor. This is interesting because Georgia's a lot more talented, but they do have two or three players out, I believe. I know at least two of their offensive linemen, and then I'm not sure about DeAndre Swift, if he's playing or not.
I'm not sure either.
So
I'm going to take Baylor. I still have their loss to Texas last year in the back of my mind.
Georgia's loss?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I think, like, that's just giving me a bad taste for picking Georgia in these bowl games.
I'm going to stick to Georgia because I just don't think they're going to let it happen 2 years in a row. And I think they're much more talented than Baylor.
I like Georgia as well because I can already see stupid Georgia fans just putting on their stories like, thank you to the seniors or like a highlight.
Sugar Bowl champs.
Yeah, like, oh, we did it, guys. Like I know it's going to happen. So, like, why go against them?
Now we move on to January 2nd. Let's just try to move through a little quicker here. We've passed all the heavy hitters.
Yeah, I mean, we're much more mediocre bowl games. These are just fillers until we get to the championship. But
yeah, Boston College, Cincinnati, in the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl.
Oh, what a place to play.
I know. For these two teams, too. I'm going to take Cincy.
I'm taking the Bearcats easy.
Cincy.
Cool.
Okay, moving right along to Indiana and Tennessee.
Mediocrity. In Mediocrity alert.
Gator Bowl.
This is another one I make fun of. Hey, oh, your team's going to the Belk Bowl. Oh, y'all are going to the Gator Bowl.
I think is the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville?
I think it is.
It sounds right.
Yes, it is. Down there in the Jaguar Stadium. I'm going to take Tennessee.
I am too. As much as I hate Tennessee and I think they suck.
I'm going to Indiana. Just switch it up.
Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Friday, January 3rd in the Idaho Potato Bowl.
Classic bowl
this,
game.
You know when the selections got announced, they were like, oh my god, we're going to Idaho. Like that had to be funny.
What are you going to do? I think it's in Boise State on the blue turf. Like, besides playing on the blue turf, it's like, that is a horrible place to go.
It's the Potato Bowl. Yeah. Like, literally the Potato Bowl.
I'm going to take Nevada in this one, take the Wolfpack. I actually just found this Colin Kaepernick signed Nevada sheet, so... big Kaepernick fan over here, so I'm going to take the Wolfpack.
Give me Ohio, the Bobcat. Shout out Colin Granger. I'm going
to
take him.
I'm going to take Ohio, too, just because of Colin Kaepernick, and he went to Nevada, so.
Okay. Saturday, January 4th, Southern Miss versus Tulane. Two schools that I actually kind of like. Tulane's always been one of the schools I've drawn to, same way you with Navy.
Uh-huh.
But Southern Miss, I've got some family ties.
Just want to point this out. This is the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Again, there are no military teams in this game. I don't know why they name them that. They don't put military teams in it. But I'm going to take the Green Wave in Tulane. Their jerseys are cool.
Their jerseys are sick. Have you seen the Carolina blue ones?
Yeah, they've got like a nice green. They've got a nice mix of green, teal, and Carolina blue.
Really hard to combine.
Yeah, but they do it well.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty. While Tulane has some of the best uniforms in college sports, because I have a Southern Miss sticker on my computer and the Golden Eagles, I feel like I have to take them.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Southern Miss.
I like Tulane.
Cool. Monday, January 6th, the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns of Lafayette versus Miami, Ohio.
In the Lending Tree Bowl. But
I would like to throw out that both these teams are the worst versions of teams with the same name. Louisiana State is so much better than them.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, Ohio, always the little brother to Miami. Interesting game here. Give me the Ragin' Cajuns.
Also taking the Ragin'
Cajuns. They're 10-3.
I had a couple friends that just committed to Miami of Ohio for football, so let's go whatever y'all are.
Interesting. The Red Hawks, I believe.
Well, let's move into the playoffs.
What everyone's really been waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, just two big games this weekend. I think this weekend is going to be some blowouts. We'll start it off first here in Atlanta, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. We have LSU and Oklahoma. I'm taking LSU by a good margin. I like Jalen Hurts in Oklahoma, but they've been, I don't know if people have figured him out, but they just haven't been as electric as they were in the first few weeks. So I'm going to take Joe Burrow and the Tigers. Go Tigers.
After seeing Joe Burrow hit the game-winning shot in the team shooting
competition they had the other night. Like, it wasn't pretty, but he made a lot.
You would be a fool to take anyone but the Tigers. Also, Ed Orgeron, like the season they've had, like this is a national championship team in LSU.
I agree.
And so I've got to take the Tigers here.
All right, boys, I'm a fool. I am taking Oklahoma Sooners.
You are a fool.
Interesting. I am a fool, according to Sut. I think, as much as I do love Joe, they're already giving him to the Bengals as the number one overall pick. Like, I feel like something's going to happen and just screw everything up, and that's going to be Oklahoma beating LSU. Joe's going to have a terrible game.
Oh.
Jalen's going to show up. Should have been Heisman. Their defense is going to show up. Let's go Sooners.
All you need to remember is the Wednesday before the SEC championship when Joe Burrow, apparently, like, his phone broke or something and his parents couldn't get in touch with him. They were like, they texted Orgeron and they're like, hey, like, we can't get in touch with Joe, whatever. And they're like, we need to get him a new phone. And Joe, like, texted back on Orgeron's phone and was like, nah, don't worry about it. I got a game to win.
Or when he said after, they talked about, like, there was something like, hey, 2 years ago, if we had told you that you were 13-0, just won a Heisman, and you were, like, national championship favorites, he goes, I would have believed you. This all-time just... He's got a mix of, like, he's kind of cocky, but you can tell he's not completely serious, so it's funny. So,
but he's so humble. No, I think he's serious. I think he's dead serious. I just think that because he's not outward with it,
and well, he's dead serious, but he definitely knows he's being cocky when he says it, which makes it not as cocky.
Exactly.
He's doing the right moves at the right time.
Yeah, he has self-awareness. And then the nightcap, Clemson versus Ohio State. Clemson really bodied them last time these two teams met up.
This is weird because I don't know what I talked about it earlier with, I don't know who it was. Well, I think it was Wake Forest. But I don't know what to think of them because I don't know how good they actually are because the ACC is so bad.
I'm taking Ohio State.
I'm also taking Ohio State.
I'm not sold.
The thing is, Justin Fields did say he's not 100%, so that'll be interesting to see.
Trevor Lawrence is a big sophomore slump guy, though.
Okay, but yeah, and I like Chase Young coming after Trevor, so yeah. I'll take the Buckeyes.
I am too.
I really like the Buckeyes, and I don't like Clemson, and everyone hates on Clemson, so I feel like it's a tough pick, the 2 and the 3, but I think I'm going to go with Clemson.
Okay.
I do like their talent. As much as I hate to say it, I think they're going to be the better team.
Yeah. So now pick your national championship.
Between Oklahoma,
we'll have another
Clemson?
Episode reviewing the playoff games and talking about the national championship, but just your early pick, man.
Yeah, I'll just go out here and say Clemson. Clemson's winning it all.
Okay.
Go Tigers.
I'm almost set here. I'll take Go Tigers at Orgeron and LSU. It should be a fun weekend of football here. We've got 3 or 4 straight days of good games, so that'll do it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much, guys. Excited for some football.
Happy bowl season. Peace.